President Barack Obama delivered his 2015 State of the Union Address to a joint session of Congress in which victorious midterm Republicans were determined to make even his concession of this reality a moment of impotence, best kept to himself. His refusal to accept this belittling has set all else that follows in a somber sense of gridlock. Seemingly impelled by this impetus, House Speaker Boehner unceremoniously announced that he had invoked a joint session of Congress, which he'd invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address. This apparent insult on Speaker Boehner's part may also be more seriously seen as an effort to force the president into an embarrassingly impossible position between two devilishly difficult political choices. Favoring liberal Jewish American Democrats over strongly pro-Netanyahu conservatives, or vice versa, is surely bound to provoke the ire of those with seemingly less clout. All this now having been noted and reported, this longtime believer in the adage that all politics is not only local, but all too often hyphenated with other nationalities, would add this simple wisdom, that the knee-jerk belligerence of House Speaker Boehner could have hauntingly hellish consequences, should it ultimately add up to this question. If the Israeli Prime Minister not only urges us to pursue a more militant course against Iranian nuclear capability, but then acts upon it as a self-appointed paladin, at what point does Speaker Boehner's provocative invitation verge on conspiracy to engage the U.S. in a wider war? As our president asks this Congress to support his plan for sanctions to curb the possibility of wider warfare and its horrendous human and economic costs, Speaker Boehner should rethink his rashness. This ardent opponent of creating another all-too-expensive group of Gold Star mothers urges him to do it now.